Good day, listeners. We present to you our podcast, Wounded Hearts, Wounded Churches. We discuss a variety of topics that are important to the church. Examples include sexual abuse, all types of addictions, religious abuse, and recovery. This platform provides counseling sessions, meaningful question and answer, and a counseling continuum. Our co-hosts include Ms. Lolita, Personnel Director, Mrs. Tennille, our Technical Director. We have an impressive array of program contributors. And I'm your host. My name is Prince, founder of Antioch Youth Center, 501(c)(3) program, licensed counselor, now retired. So join in this exciting podcast, Wounded Hearts, Wounded Churches, and be a part of the healing process. So tonight, got a special guest. You've been here before, wonderful numbers, Pastor Brown from Wynn, Arkansas. Glad to have him here tonight. Good to see him.
Glad he's here. Yes. Amen. Yes.
Glad to have Pastor here tonight. Been pastoring for some years, and of course, and he's done extensive work with African Nation. He has a podcast platform there. Thousands listening, a lot of young people there, and we're discussing people. That's where we are right now, trying to reach them, win them back to the church.
Amen.
And Pastor Brown, how can we contact you? Someone support what you're doing there. They want to contact you or call you. What is the best way to contact you?
Pastor Moon, my phone number is 870-494-5638.
Okay. When can they see you on the internet, or when are you doing? Tell us about your internet activities on the internet.
Yes, we're on YouTube, Larry Brown 0218, four times a day. We are averaging over 1,000 views per day, which is over 30,000 per month now. So that is going very super. We're getting great response from that. Then on Facebook, we are live at 10:08. I'm sorry, earlier I meant TikTok. We're on Larry Brown 0218 TikTok. We speak on there four times a day, averaging over 30,000 views per month, over 1,000 per day. Yes. Wow.
So if somebody wanted to contact you, maybe to send clothes over or Bibles, how can they contact you? Through your phone number? Best way to?
Yeah.
They want to send money? Okay.
Yeah, through my phone, 870-494-5638. Yes, sir.
Friends, we've been discussing young people the past couple of weeks. We're going to have some come back on to discuss these issues. We've been discussing what's going on and how we can begin to reach out to them. Do we have a picture of the old church, friends, just to bring us up to snuff?
Yeah.
When I was a young fellow, here's the church that we went to. I was a young guy, and here were some of the young people that were at the church, and here were some other ones. Of course, my dad was the youth director, the youth choir director there. And of course, more young people here. And here again, we see a larger part of them. We had three buses, young folks everywhere. And here are some more. We have our junior Sunday school. People from all around the neighborhood come. It was just a joyous time to have that many young folks in the area. But what's so sad, friends, I can't name 20. Maybe 25 that were there. And I said earlier, when the people leave the church, many times their children, Church of God, nothing
so
about
true.
It,
so
and
true.
Their grandchildren. I spoke to a young man today, and his son backslid, and he has children. They don't go to church. And so if we're not careful, we can lose out on three generations.
Yeah.
So we want to do all we can to reach our young folks, amen, teach them the God's ways and have them teach their children that.
Yeah.
So Pastor Brown tonight, we'll talk about that. And we've got a lot of questions from the young people.
Sure.
So young folks, again, you can chime in tonight if you have comments. And I ask you also these questions. So Pastor Brown, one young man said, what is actual truth versus what I was told? What is actual truth versus what I was told? How would you answer that?
Well, I would answer that as first of all, I would tell him that is a very honest question, and
right.
that He's showing signs of life to me. It's just like a person sneezed. That's, you know, just, so he's showing signs of life with that question, because I think our young people, not somewhere they are leaving God, but we're seeing a shift where they realize many things was taught to them that, honestly, if we would be honest, it was not scripture. Many times pastor was teaching their conviction for truth. And even I have, you know, I've been in church God for 40 years, and now I realize, hey, we were teaching things that weren't in scripture. So our young people, they have a good argument on that subject, because things were just being crammed down their throat. You know, but if you don't have scripture, you know, we need to teach things that are scripture. So I think young people have a good just cause there for that statement.
And so how does that happen? How do ministers start teaching things that aren't biblical? How does that happen? How does that occur?
I think a lot of time, copy of a pattern. We copy of the, a lot of the ministers copy of the minister. They copy the father, the grandfather. It's like I moved in a house and a lady said, "This tree divide my house and your house." She probably been saying it to all the neighbors. And finally, I got a survey, and the survey said the tree was mine and the extra 20 yards was mine. So a lot of times we go back to the Bible, let the Bible be the survey, and you find out a lot of things that was tradition isn't fact.
So I think, and that's,
you go ahead.
And that's why, young people, if you've got these questions, go to your minister. Isn't that right, Brother Brown?
Yes,
go and talk
yes.
to him. Get a clarification on what's being said so you will know.
Right.
Another person said, there's no unity even today. They don't see any unity today. He had a comment. What do you think about that, lack of unity?
That is a fact. Because, the Bible plainly says that these be they who separate themselves, not having the Spirit. So those who cause separation, according to the Bible, they don't, they don't have unity. So that is a fact. In many places, you're not seeing unity, and you should be seeing unity, because we shouldn't be separating ourselves. Because the church is one body, and she always will be one body. And those who separate themselves definitely don't have the unity of the Spirit. So what they're seeing is a fact. They're not seeing unity. Many times, I don't know what term to use, click or whatever, you know, whoever want to hold on to the old way, whether it's true or not, you know, hold on to a tradition that's not scripture. So they're not seeing unity. And so that's a good eyesight. They're definitely not seeing unity. And that is cause for concern.
Friends, if you want to chime in, you can. That number is 1-866-538-3664. 1-866-538-3664. Pastor, a couple other comments we've been getting in. And one fella said that we have been told the only people saved were those who sit in Church of God pews. Only ones that are saved will sit in Church of God pews. What would you say to that person?
I think that person who heard that statement realized today, not that they maybe more mature, got more understanding, that was a erroneous statement.
True.
Because no mature church, mature pastor should be saying that, you know. I mean, we have to walk so humble with God that we don't even know ourselves.
Right, right.
So that is an erroneous statement that should not be made. Otherwise, it makes us look like a cult, you know.
Right.
So sometimes we can get too cocky, and we got to stay humble with God. It's because unless God show us ourselves, we don't know ourselves. We got to walk hopefully in every day. So that is an erroneous statement, because now we're seeing that that's not a true statement.
That's true.
Yeah,
friends, we have a commercial tonight. We can run our commercial tonight. We have some new information for you. A commercial break.
Yes, sir.
Greetings. Wounded Hearts, Wounded Churches is a weekly podcast reaching out to the disenfranchised, disconnected, or wounded. Remember, you are not forgotten. You went through a debilitating situation. As a result, we are reaching out to you in love with forgiveness, reconciliation, and healing. We also offer an exciting magazine called Arise. It's an excellent fit for class discussions or personal devotions. Arise can be purchased through our website or by calling 478-784-7600. This podcast was designed by Church of God for Church of God. Don't go away. Stay tuned for more exciting conversations. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for that. Pastor Brown, there was another study done with questions from young people, and they said that they have a difficulty with the church's political views against, I guess, abortion, transgenderism, things like that. What's your idea if they have a problem with the political views of the church?
There are some things that that we have been teaching that wasn't scripted, but when it comes down to the political view of the transgender and all that, I mean, the things that the scripture speaks plainly on, there is no compromise. There is no wiggle room. Those things we have to proclaim on what the scripture is plain on. Now, if the scripture is not, or if we don't have scripture for something, that's different. I feel like the Bible says,
Okay, I think we lost him in a way. Yes.
But what he was saying is if things are scriptural, then we need to proclaim them, and we can't compromise on those things. Okay, we're back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also the Bible said avoid foolish questions. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when it comes down to politics, some of that stuff can be in the term of foolish question, because if we're going to answer questions that's not going to promote love, some question we really need to avoid, especially if it's on the term of foolish question. So what the Bible is playing on, we got to stick by that. And so that we got to watch the questions that we answer, because the Bible says avoid them, because we want to answer questions that's going to promote love, not things that where we're going to be argumentative on or bring confusion to people.
You mentioned foolish questions. I heard that this recent Supreme Court justice was asked, what was a woman? And she never did ask, she never answered the question. And we got to be careful that we don't let this political persuasion affect God's truth. Is that true, Brother Brown?
That absolutely. There is no wiggle room on black and white. Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the signs of life, if people are truly born again, they're going to desire the word. They're going to desire the sincere milk of the word. I mean, they're born of that.
Right.
So if they don't desire that, then we have a question there on their experience or their salvation, because all newborn babies, they desire the sincere milk of the word, and they can't help themselves. Okay, I mentioned earlier, if we sneeze, we have no control over that. It just comes out. Well, when you're a newborn babe, those principles of holiness is just going to come out of you. You're going to desire what the word says.
That's right.
That's true. Inference from young people is they said there's flaws and gaps within the teaching. There's flaws and gaps in the teaching. What's your perspective on that?
I said that's true. And I'm gonna mention one, for example. Many of these pastors, some of them have passed away, they've taught uniformity of dress, for example. That was a old tradition, uniformity of dress. In fact, they got so dogmatic about it, they said, well, you only can wear a dark color. Someone even make clothes, only wear gray, only wear black. Well, you have no scripture to teach uniformity of dress, because it's not in the Bible. And then we look at the work of the Holy Ghost in nature. He dressed all the flowers, and did he make them all the same color? No, because he likes variety. So that has been a big error that they've made in the past, trying to teach uniformity or dress. There's no scripture for that.
Another one says the church is too judgmental. Well, that we're too judgmental. We're judgmental.
Yes. You know, it takes the grace of God to stay balanced. And so if we go over to fanaticism, we definitely become judgmental, and we end up cutting off our brethren and our sisters. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we stay balanced. So, yes, you could go over to the right and become a fanatical, and then you become judgmental. And before you're concerned, that person is not saved. For example, a man can go to a camp meeting, a new camp meeting. Maybe he sees 1,000 people, and maybe he sees somebody's shoulder showing. You know, all right. Now, he may look at a camp meeting in Africa where people are poor, and all they can wear is a dress and their shoulder is showing. Mm-hmm. But if he's judgmental, he'll say, well, she's not saved because I see her shoulder. Mm-hmm. So it's so easy to become judgmental. We got to stay balanced, and it takes the grace of God.
Any questions from our listeners?
We did have a question from Mr. 313. She asks, would you say dressing the same is biblical?
Okay. You cannot teach uniformity of dress. Okay. Remember, the Holy Ghost made all the flowers different, red, yellow, right? Now, as far as dressing, we live unto Christ. So that means we're going to follow the fashion that pleases Christ.
Yes.
That's the best way I can answer that. But to teach uniformity of dress, we all wear the same color. We all wear the same color shoes. No, we have no scripture for that. That was create fanaticism, and it runs people away. So you live unto Christ, and therefore whatever fashion you wear the fashion that's going to please Christ.
And Pastor, doesn't that include being modest in our dress?
Of course, modest in how we dress?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're going to have holy principles that's in that border of the spirit. You can't help yourself. Yes. So you're going to be modest, but you may not wear the same color as somebody in another state, and they shouldn't judge you. But yes, if you got holy principles in you, you're going to dress modest.
You'll be modest in that.
Yeah, your fashion is going to be according to what pleases Christ.
If you're talking to someone tonight who's been wounded, what would be your advice? Someone's been wounded, maybe they backslid on God or left the church. What is your advice to that, whether they're... I talked to some people's mother-in-law yesterday, the fella, he's left his wife and three children, and he left her, and of course the family's broken up now. What would be your advice to that person who's been wounded, church issues or whatever?
My advice to those who have been wounded is that Jesus is the great physician. He can heal any wound. And I would tell them, and don't sit and nurse your wounds or have a pity party, because that's what the devil wants, and then it'll never get healed, you know? So God got a word he can send you that will heal you.
Sure.
But definitely don't have a pity party and, you know, and nurse those wounds.
Because any comments?
Go ahead.
Please, no, wait, please.
Sorry.
You said Jesus?
No, I was going to say how Jesus, the scripture, how Jesus spoke in the scripture, how people just ridiculed him and wounded him a lot, you know. But you can't nurse your wounds, and you can't have a pity party.
Well, Pastor, so if you're saved, you can expect to be wounded sometime. Is that true? You expect
to be wounded? Yes, sir. Yeah, lied on. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we get lied on. What else? Talked about.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. I mean, you might be quick being shocked.
Well, what do you do? Let's say you've been, someone's lied on you, and it got all around, and people believe it. What do you do?
Wow. Good question.
Okay. What you do is this. Never defend yourself. Because God promised, you know, when I used to go fishing, I always knew when it was the noonday sun, it wasn't no more shade. And God promised he's going to raise the noonday sun on your character. It'll be no more shade, and people will see the real truth. But whatever you do, do not defend yourself.
Now, that process may take a couple of months, a couple of years.
Forgot. Yes. It
may take years. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But in the meantime, it's going to help you as a Christian because, you know, you're going to feel humble. It just keeping you in check as well. You know, so it's needful for us.
So what you're saying is those hurts could be a blessing in the long run spiritually?
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to help mold us to be better people.
Mm. Any questions from our listeners?
No, we just had a comment going back to the dress from Larry Fluell, and he said, based on Deuteronomy 22:5, that men wear the pants and women wear the dresses.
Okay. So, Pastor, if someone is not saved tonight and we want to see them saved, what would you tell them about coming back to God? There's a backslider in the audience. What is your word to them?
My word to you is that if you were saved before God said, I'm married to the backslider, he's more closer to you than what you realize. And he's more anxious for you to come back than you are anxious to come back. Yeah. And so if I were you, I would immediately make that step by faith and return unto the Lord. You know, God may decide maybe later on which church that you need to go back and see and visit or what have you, but right now, make your home a church, make your bedroom a church, and I would, by faith, return to the Lord. Now, I mean, even God, Jesus called the temple. Enter into him. Let him be your church. But in the meantime, but come back, make that step by faith. He's waiting on you.
And friends, that's why we're here tonight. We discuss these issues openly. We expose ourselves to the people. But our main focus is to reach out to those who've been wounded to help them to come back to Christ. Right, Brother Brown, what we're after tonight.
Amen.
Come back to Christ.
Amen. That's right. Show them love. Bring them back to Christ.
Any questions from our director?
That was all, Brother Larry Fluell, and he said amen.
Well, friends, our time is beyond gone again, we're just happy that you came out. The time goes by so fast.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
But again, this is Wounded Hearts every Thursday, and we're here for you. We want to help you to heal up those wounds in unity, in forgiveness, come back to the church, come back to God, and start life fresh. That's why we're here. We're here for you. We love you.
Amen.
Lord bless you. Pastor, thank you. Try director, thank you so much.
Welcome.
Have a good day.
Amen.